Senator Ron Johnson, Antony Blinken lied bold-faced to Congress about emailing Hunter Biden. By Christina Wong on May 1, 2023. Secretary of State Antony Blinken lied to Congress about emailing Hunter Biden during a transcribed interview in December 2020, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, alleged Sunday. Johnson told Fox News Sunday Morning Futures Blinken had said during a voluntary closed-door interview with Congress he never emailed Hunter Biden, but evidence found on Biden's laptop proved Blinken indeed emailed him. Now, because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold-faced to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden, Johnson said. Earlier this month, Ohio GOP reps Jim Jordan and Mike Turner revealed former Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, Deputy Director Mike Morrell testified Blinken, as a senior presidential campaign advisor to Biden, had reached out to him when the New York Post's report on laptop broke, prompting Morrell to spearhead the letter from 51 former intelligence officials claiming the story was Russian disinformation. A review of emails found on the laptop by Breitbart News show Blinken emailed Hunter Biden repeatedly when he was Deputy Secretary of State under the Obama administration. Emails found on the laptop also show Blinken's wife also emailed Hunter Biden on numerous occasions from her personal and work email. His wife, Evan Ryan, was Biden's deputy campaign manager when he ran for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2008, served at the State Department during the Obama administration, and currently serves in the White House as the executive secretary. In one email exchange on May 22, 2015, Hunter Biden wrote Blinken, "Have a few minutes next week to grab a cup of coffee? I know you are impossibly busy, but would like to get your advice on a couple of things. Best, Hunter." Blinken responded from his personal email, "Absolutely. I'm just about to land in Tokyo en route back DC from Burma. I'll be in office from Tuesday on. Copying Linda in my office to find a good time. Look forward to seeing you, Tony." Biden then forwarded that email to his business partner, Devin Archer, who at that time served with him on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian natural gas company. Archer responded to Biden, "Roger." That meeting reportedly did not happen due to Beau Biden's death just days later. However, the meeting was rescheduled to July 22, 2015, according to later emails. Those emails showed that Biden met with Blinken for lunch at the State Department. He said he did not email Hunter Biden, and now we have those emails. We also know that his wife, using her private email address when she was an employee of the State Department, was basically a conduit between her husband and Hunter Biden as well, Johnson said. Johnson alleged Blinken lied under oath to Congress and said he and his wife should preserve their records for further investigation. "My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully will be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records. You cannot trust Joe Biden. You cannot trust Hunter Biden. You can't trust the Biden family. You can't trust so many of the people that they have surrounded themselves with," he said. "I think there's so much more to uncover here. There's so much more investigation. He needs to be subpoenaed. I don't have subpoena power. He's got to come in just voluntarily if he wants to proclaim his innocence. I doubt he'll do that, but he must and she must preserve their records, their personal emails. When you get to the bottom of this, we need to show how corrupt these individuals are," he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.